We're loving our neighbor to remind you that Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you an Anabaptist? Keeping a bunch of false man-made ways and not preaching Christ crucified. And going into the world and seeking and saving the lost. God is not happy with dead man-made religion. We're here to wake you up from your spiritual slumber in love, according to 1 Timothy 5. Publicly rebuke those that are in sin. So we're waiting for any men to bring their Bibles out. Would you guys like to bring your Bibles out and talk about Jesus Christ and why he's the way, the truth, and the life, and false man-made religion is going to deceive you? These places, Church of God in Christ, Mennonite Beulah Congregation around Versailles, Missouri, has all the fruit of being false converts. So we stand peacefully with the Word of God, and we ask men to come and bring their Bibles, and let's talk truth to glorify God on this day. What will you do? We shall wait and see as their body comes out after their service. We don't interrupt anyone's services. So we come in peace and love and ask people, ask men to bring the Holy Scriptures. I want to know why you're Anabaptists when Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you keeping the traditions of men? Why are you not going into the world and living and preaching Christ crucified, repentance to come out of the world? Why are you like the world in so many ways? Why are you more concerned with mammon and man-made traditions? We have lots of testings about the Anabaptist faith at our website, don'tperish.com. We'll show you the truth. We'll show you in the Word of God why you're being deceived. Why you have all the fruit of being a false convert. We love you enough. We want to come and lift up the gospel that transforms your heart and mind and life. But unless you yield to it, you will not find eternal life, but the wrath of God for hypocrisy and false religion. Bring your Bibles, gentlemen. Where's your Bibles? Let's talk about the Word of God. Do you love your neighbor? Men are coming out, asking them to bring their Bibles. Bring your Bible. Let's talk about the Holy Word of God today. Do you care about the Word of God, or you just know how to sing and gather in ritual Sunday outings? Test yourself, neighbors. Do you know the Word of God? Do you care about the Word of God? Do you love the Word of God? Do you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? And do you love your neighbor as yourself? So far, the horse and buggy Mennonites that drove by didn't love us. Stopped to talk. So far, none of you want to come out and talk. What does this say about your testimony? John 13. This will be the sign for the world that you love one another. Hey, we follow Christ. You say you follow Christ. How come you're not coming out to love us in the Word of God? Why are you just driving away? Why don't you open the Holy Scriptures? We shall see how the day goes. They're just starting to come out. We're lifting up Jesus Christ, asking the men to bring the Holy Scriptures out.
Why didn't you just come in and enjoy the beautiful singing with us?
Ma'am, would you tell the men, the elders, the pastors, the ministers, no man has come up to me, but a woman comes up. Have them bring the Holy Scriptures.
I came out to get something out of my vehicle, and I just felt the love of God, and I thought I'd come over and enjoy it.
The love of God is we obey him, ma'am. You're not obeying him as a Mennonite. The Mennonite faith is a man-made religion. Jesus did not ordain it. You're worshiping God in vain, according to Mark 7. Have the men come out with their scriptures. Thank you. So here's one. They're inside singing at the end of their service. We're standing out here peacefully on the sidewalk outside or on the road. And so isn't it interesting? They'll sing to God. They'll do their Sunday ritual. Some of the young men coming out, man, they look like worldly, carnal men in their slick little skinny pants. And they're on there singing. We can hear them. The doors are closed, and we can hear them singing. So apparently they don't mind loud sound. My little amp shouldn't be a problem out here in farm country. But let's see when they come out. They're in there. They're going to say, we're singing because we love God. Jesus said the sign would be love for each other. And by the way, loving God, as I just told the one woman. The woman came out to approach me. 10 men have left already. They all slinked away. A woman comes out to invite us in. Yeah, like we're going to go in and be part of a corrupt religion named after a man, Menno Simons, that keeps pagan holidays, that doesn't preach the biblical gospel, Christ crucified, his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sin and new life that leads to holiness and obedience coming out of the world. No, we're not going to be part of man-made religion. The Bible says to mark and avoid them, and that's what we're here doing. And we'll see if any of the men will come out and bring the holy word of God. Or will they all slink away? Maybe they'll hide behind some of their women. I don't know. But singing. Lip service. Matthew 15. You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. That's what we see in the Anabaptist world as well as evangelical, non-denominational, and other places. We'll continue on for the love of God and our neighbor. Amen. And contending for the truth. Hey, sir, can you bring your Bible over? I'd like to talk to you about the truth of God and show you why you're being deceived by the Anabaptist faith. You're like the 10th guy I've asked about this. Why aren't you out in the world preaching Christ crucified? Now, he skipped around the corner of the building already. They're not loving their neighbor. One, they're not even living the biblical gospel. They don't have the fruit of being born again. They're practicing pagan holidays of Christmas, Easter, some of them Good Friday, which is a lie. We teach all about that on our teaching blog. They're ecumenical. They're worldly. Oh, they love to make mammon in their big expensive businesses. Metal roof, produce, hardware. Nothing wrong with making a living, but they don't go and preach like the early Anabaptists did, risking their lives to preach the gospel. Nope. They're all about making mammon and being man-pleasers with the culture. Let's see. Jesus said in Matthew 10, you'll be hated for my name's sake, Mennonites. Guess what? You're not hated by anybody. In fact, if you went out and preached the gospel, your businesses would dry up. People would stop coming to you. You'd have to go get a factory job. Wow. That would be the losing of the life for the cause of Christ. Instead, you all glom onto each other in your businesses. You all glom onto each other counting your mammon as you make money off the world. But you don't dare do what the Anabaptists did. They went to the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Evangelicals, and they said, repent. You can't be baptized as a baby. You can't live like the world. You must come out. No, you guys don't do that. I assume you're sitting around counting your money, making more mammon. And the worst thing you do in the name of evangelism is you go to foreign countries and make Mennonite churches. And Jesus, it reminds me of what Jesus said. You go a long way to make a convert, you make them twice the devil you are. Your church buildings, your systems, your traditions of men, the Mennonite faith, all of your ordinances that counter the word of God, some you keep, many you don't, some are man-made. Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship me in vain. Teaching for commandments, the doctrines of men. We're just here to bring that to your attention today. By the way, I got to add this. You will see on the testing we put up, their sign says, everyone welcome. Clearly, we're welcome here. We're not even going in and talking to them in their building, interrupting their service. Clearly, we are welcome here. It says, everyone is welcome, unless they are liars. Apparently, anyone can enter the so-called body of Christ here. That's not the New Testament model. The New Testament model is you enter through the blood of Christ, through a testimony of new life and repentance. Here, I guess you just show up and sing and pray with them, and they think that you're of them. How wicked and corrupt. But we're not on their property. We're on the road. But everyone's welcome here, so I'm welcome to come and preach here. That is so awesome, and I'm glad to do it for God's glory today. So we're here loving our neighbors today, and we're asking you, why are you an Anabaptist when Jesus was not an Anabaptist? It's a common question we ask the Anabaptists. Why are you not living and preaching? Oh, you can cover your ears, young man, but on Judgment Day, you're not going to be able to cover your ears from the holy, holy God of creation. He's going to judge you for your sin and your wickedness and your false ways. The They're leaving in their cars, creeping by us. The men are leaving. Nobody wants to bring a Bible. We're standing out here peacefully, lifting up Christ crucified. Hey, sir, bring your Bible. I want to show you why the Anabaptist faith is deceiving you and you're going to lose your soul. Did you know Mark 7 says you worship God in vain for your man-made traditions? Menno would come and rebuke you all, naming yourself after a man. Are you of Christ or not, sir? Where's the men that will bring the Holy Scriptures? Where's the men that will talk about the truth of God? Where's the elders? Where's the leaders that are supposed to come and talk about the truth and win the naysayer? If I'm a naysayer to Anabaptism, where are the leaders and the elders this day? Are they hiding in the building like a bunch of Revelation 21:8 cowards? That's what it looks like to me and my wife as we stand out here peacefully waiting for you to get done with your service, wondering why you don't love your neighbor as yourself. The two great commands, love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Why are you men not getting your Bibles and talking about the truth of God? Why are you all dressed up in adornment and pride and vanity? You know, God hates pride. It's an abomination, Proverbs 6. Look at the worldly people here. Women in 6-inch high heels, men in tight skinny pants, and hearts void from the biblical gospel. Yeah, the outside shows a lot. The outside shows you that your hearts are dead. No one coming and talking about the truth of God shows a lot. Gospel card to show you why you're being deceived. Bring your Bible. Let's talk about the truth of God today. One person took a gospel card. There's a miracle. I believe in miracles. Men, where's your gospel? Where's your word of God? Why are you named after a man? Why aren't you preaching Christ crucified and living it to the lost world? Why are you more concerned with mammon and your businesses? Why are you keeping the traditions of Christmas and Easter that are Roman Catholic ordained? Jesus said in John 4, you must worship in spirit and truth. The Mennonites and Anabaptists don't worship in spirit and truth. The Mennonites and Anabaptists are following false, dead, man-made religion. Jesus said in John 13, this will be the sign to the world that you love one another. Who loves us enough to come bring the scriptures, men? Who loves us enough to come and talk about why you're keeping a bunch of traditions? Who loves God enough to flee from Church of God in Christ, Mennonite, Beulah congregation, and all of your lies, to humble yourself, be meek and low before the Holy Word of God, and surrender your lives, not to a denomination. Surrender your lives to Christ and His Word. He said in Matthew 7, a few, that means puny, are going to find eternal life. You are not going to find eternal life as a Mennonite. You are going to be rejected. And Matthew 7, you're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. That means you were never born of God. The biblical gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, and through repentance, coming out of the world, coming out of false man-made religion, coming out of every false way, coming out of your flesh and your pride and your vanity. Repentance to Him, that shed blood and that risen Savior. You be born from above. You don't have the fruit, you're born from above. Born again people love people of God and love the Word of God. Where is the Bible, men? Where is the Word of God? Where is the Word of God today? I've been asking all these men to come and bring the scriptures. Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you? By His shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection, repentance, and new life. You're a new creation. You love what God loves. You hate what God hates. and that you walk in holiness and obedience. Look at all these men pouring out. Nobody's got a Bible. Nobody wants to talk the word of God. And the last part, you got to endure in the faith. You are doing none of these things. You don't preach Christ crucified, his shed blood, and live it. You don't clearly repent of all your sin and false ways. Pagan holidays, feminization, worldliness, false gospels, ecumenicalism, money mongering. You love money more than you love the people of God. You love yourselves, but you don't love people that are outsiders. You don't love people that are outsiders. Jesus said even the publicans do that. That's the glorious gospel we come preaching. That's the one the Mennonites are not living by, and the Anabaptists. You are worshiping God in vain. And we love you enough, 1 Timothy 5, to come and rebuke you publicly, to call you out. It will be all over the internet. And I'm still asking for the leaders. Where's the minister? Where's the elders? Where's the teachers? Where's the deacons? Come bring the word of God today. Bring your sword, men. Come and vanquish me with the word of God. Come and show me why I should be a Mennonite. Come and show me why your corrupt gospel that has you like the world is okay. Come and show me why naming yourself after a man is okay. Come and show me about your pride, your vanity, your adornment, and your clothing is okay. Come and show me why pagan holidays, if I didn't say it already, Christmas and Easter from the Roman Catholics are okay. Good Friday, that's a lie. Patiently waiting for any man to bring the word of God. They got a little kumbaya going here. Maybe they're going to come and bring the word of God. We shall wait right here and see if they bring the Holy Scriptures. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. What does this false Mennonite church live by? Corrupt, man-made traditions, and a lot of flesh we can see. How wicked and how corrupt. How about you young men? These older men won't bring the word of God. How about you? Any of you guys got a Bible? Y'all look really worldly. You probably have cell phones and Bibles on your phone. Who's going to bring the Bible today? Where's the leaders? Where's the men? Are they Revelation 21:8 cowards? We love you. We're here to tell you the truth. We're waiting. We'll wait as long as it takes till you're all gone. And it's going to look really bad on the internet. It's going to look really bad on the internet how corrupt you are and you don't want the truth of God. You're not following him here. Would you like a gospel to show you why this is sin? Would you like a gospel to show you why this is sin? I'll take that as a no. One gospel card went out to one young man who slinked away. He didn't want to talk. He just took it and drove away. Maybe it'll plant some seeds in him. Where's the Bible? Where's the word of God? Where's the love for God's people? Don't wave, ma'am. You don't love us. You don't love us. We're not accepting your waves. If you loved us, you'd come and talk. We go out into the world and we street preach. And people give us the thumbs up. We don't want your thumbs up unless you want to love Jesus Christ and obey him. That's lip service Christianity. Matthew 15. You're all a bunch of lip service people. Hey, there's a lady with a phone. Ask her to bring the Bible, guys, and give it to you and come talk to me. Will you do that, young men? You slick-looking young men that look like you come out of the GQ magazine. Will you bring the word of God and show me why your pride, your vanity, your false gospel, your feminization, your pagan holidays, your ecumenicalism, your worldliness, your money-mongering, your ritual dead Sunday religion, your singing with lip service but not loving God's people. Come tell me why this is of God. I shall wait right here. I do need to tell you, now that I see you have iPhones, there will be a testing up of your church with audio and video at don'tperish.com later today. It's going to show you how corrupt this religious system is. Because I love you enough and want to expose your sin. You see, rebuke is loving. God chastises those whom he loves. A father corrects his children in love. And a street preacher goes and corrects people in love when they're keeping a bunch of false ways. That's going to damn their soul. Jesus said, few of you, a puny few, are going to find eternal life. Maybe there's one sheep at this place that might enter into eternal life. Maybe there's one person that'll listen to the word of God. Maybe there's one man that'll bring the scriptures. How about you, sir? You're an old man like me. Bring your Bible, sir. Why are you walking away?
We love you.
We're harmless. Harmless as doves, Jesus said. Wise as serpents. Harmless as doves. We're wise. We won't entertain you. We won't enter. They invited us in. Why would we come in and keep sin and false ways? But we are harmless as doves. Look at us standing here on the curb, pleading with men to bring the Bible. Sir, do you spend more time on your looks than studying the Word of God? Clearly you all do. Picking out your worldly fashionable clothing, women adorning themselves, lining up for your pagan holidays, not preaching your biblical gospel that you don't have, not going out into the world. Question, sir. When was the last time you stood outside an evangelical Roman Catholic or Lutheran church and told them they're going to lose their souls? When did you preach and rebuke them in love to come out of the world? When have you done that, sir? Why don't you bring your Bible, sir? We're waiting here. We love you. We care for your soul. Bring your Bible. Still waiting for the elders, the deacons, the leaders. Anyone to come out? Where's the men with the scriptures? Is there any men here? Is there any men of God here? Is there any leaders here? Is there any born-again saints here? I see none. What a terrible testimony of a place called Church of God in Christ. You're not in Christ. You know why? In John 15, Jesus said, abide and remain. You don't abide and you're not remaining in the Word of God. How do I know that? Because you keep a bunch of false ways. How about you, sir? Will you bring your Bible? Or are you going to hide around the corner too? Nope, he went and hid around the corner. So about half of them are gone, still waiting for anybody to bring the Holy Scriptures to talk truth. Hey, here's an old man like me. Sir, I love you. Can you come and tell me why I should be a Mennonite when they practice a bunch of sin, false holidays, feminization, worldliness, they're named after a man, and they don't go into the world and preach the true gospel? Can you tell me why I should be a Mennonite, sir? Do you love God and do you love your neighbor, sir? We're going to take that as a no. Got in his car, totally ignored us. We're standing here lovingly, peacefully. I know my amp shouldn't be a problem. You know why I know that? They may use an amp in there, or I know at auctions and things, Anabaptists use amps all the time. Hey, give me five to make their money. Yeah, the amp shouldn't be a problem, should it, guys? You're auctioning off horses and cattle and produce. And land, buying land. Give me five, give me three, give me four, give me five. I've been to those when I was a worldly man. I've actually been there witnessing to them too. So the little amp box should not be a problem here. They make mammon with their amps. Why not lift up Jesus? Jesus said, go preach it from the housetops. Paul and Peter lifted up their voices. Here's another older man. Sir, will you come bring your Bible and show me why I should be a Mennonite? I say you keep a bunch of sin. Do you love me enough? Do you love me? Will you show me, sir? Another no. Why are you so worldly? Why are you keeping many false ways? Why do you adorn yourself in pride, ladies? Why do the men look like GQ models? This is not a humble, holy body of Christ. This is a worldly place for false converts. Sheep don't gather here, the goats do. Still waiting for any man to bring a Bible to show me why what I'm saying about you is false. False gospel, pagan holidays, feminization. I'm just recapping, people keep coming out. Pagan holidays, worldliness, more interested in mammon. ecumenical, loved by the world. They don't love other brothers and sisters. Wow, how many sins do I need? One sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin killed Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. Jesus said, one thing you lack, to the rich man. And Revelation 21 and 22 says, if you love and make a lie, you'll be outside of the kingdom. Right there, Church of God in Christ Mennonite, Beulah Congregation, near Versailles, Missouri, is going to be outside the kingdom of God. Hey, sirs, would you bring your Bible? I'm pointing out the sin of your body. Can you bring your Bible and show me why I should be a Mennonite? Why are you so dead in your heart, sir? Do you not love your neighbor, the great command, the second great command? Why do you not want to go to the scriptures, sir? We love you as our neighbor. We're here to help you. Why are you fleeing like a Revelation 21:8 coward? Where's your leaders? Not one man has come out. Where's the ministers? Where's the elders? Only one woman came out to talk to us, to invite us in. Why would we unite to sin and darkness? We won't. Where's the leaders? Where's the minister? Is he hiding in there? Did he slink out the back way? Revelation 21:8 says the timid, that word fearful means timid, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Meek does not mean weak, sir. Meek means you're humbled and under the word of God. I'm meek. I'm under the word of God. I say you men are weak and timid, Revelation 21:8 cowards. He gets in his car and leaves. He doesn't even care about us. We could be lost and going to hell. And no one cares. At Church of God in Christ, Mennonite Beulah Congregation. How wicked and how corrupt. Please go in and tell the leaders I'm waiting for them. Where are these coward feminist men? To bring their Bibles. Look how harmless we are. Bring your Bibles, men. We shall wait. You're not being shepherded by holy men of God. You're being shepherded by Revelation 21:8 cowards. You're being taught wrongly. Look at the men are standing in the door. They won't come out with Bibles. They're all standing in the door looking at us. Oh, we're real dangerous and scary out here. An old street preacher with a sign and his covered wife with a sign. Wow, we're really scary. The Bible tells us to only fear God. You know what I find is amazing? They fear us more than they fear a holy God. That is so corrupt and that is so wicked. But Jesus Christ makes the narrow way. Would you like a gospel card to show you why the Anabaptist world is full of sin and wickedness?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you with this church?
What's that?
Are you with this church?
I believe in God.
Did you go here? Did you just come out of here or are you driving down the road? You do. I can see your wife looks just like them. So you
didn't come out of here.
Where do you come out of, sir?
We come from Versailles. We're going home.
What body do you go to? Where? Which one is over there? There's a different one?
Yeah, there's
one. Well, it's the same flavor then. You'll see that they're not preaching the biblical gospel. They don't call people out of the world.
Hey, sir, I'm going to tell you something. There ain't nothing you can say that'll ever change my mind. I used to be out there. I used to live for myself. You will never change
my mind. We don't live for ourselves. We live for Christ, but we live biblically. You're a heretic and you're following a false way. It's going to cost you your soul, sir. Menno would come and rebuke you. Jesus would come and rebuke you. You have a false gospel. You don't even teach the truth of God. You don't come out of the world.
Sir.
Mennonites carry more about money and mammon. Mennonites are feminized. Mennonites don't love their neighbor. I really don't want to hear your swill, sir. I'm just going to go back to my preaching. Where are the men that will bring the Holy Scriptures? I don't want to hear, oh, I was in the world, this is better than the world. You're actually not better than the world because you're going to have a harsher judgment than the world because of your religious hypocrisy. That man there didn't want to talk truth. All he wants to do is say, nothing I can say would change him about his views of the Mennonites. You know what that means? That means he's partial to man and his ways, and the word of God is not his guide. He's a good poster boy for what we're talking about. He just came, he said, from another Beulah congregation in Versailles. And so it's a maybe a good exclamation point on the end of this. We're almost done. That He did not want to even think about what God's word would say against their false religion and their many false ways and their feminism and their false gospels and their pagan holidays and their worldliness and their ecumenicalism and their pride and vanity and their money mongering. What more do we need? I sound like a broken record out here, but you know what? Go read the Bible. It's a broken record of men's sin and rebellion and false doctrine and heresy that leads to damnation. That's why we stand out and we do these things. For the love of God, for the love of our neighbor, and to earnestly contend for the faith. Hey, sir, will you bring your Bible? Not one man has brought the scriptures yet. Why are you guys all a bunch of cowards? Bring the Holy Scriptures, and let's talk about why this is unbiblical. We'll take that for another note. So we're almost done here. I would say two-thirds of the cars are gone. Now one man has come up with a Bible. The leaders and elders are hiding like cowards. They're either in their hiding or they snuck out the back way. What a stain against God's truth when we're supposed to be, as Proverbs says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Don't wave at me, sir. You're a hypocrite. You're a heretic. Don't wave at me. You don't want the truth of God. You don't love your neighbor. Your wave is lip service and hand service. You keep it to yourself, sir. I love you, but you need to repent. They drive by and they wave as if, look at, we're waving at God's people. Like I said before, with the old order Mennonites coming by, it must be the command to go and wave to your neighbor, not preach the gospel. Hey, sir, will you bring the Bible? I'll show you why this is a heretical man-made religion. And your pride, your vanity, your false gospels, your feminization, your pagan holidays, your worldliness, your pride, your vanity, your money mongering, your traditions of men that negate the word of God are going to damn your soul, sir. Another one who slinked around behind the corner of the building. We're almost done here. We shall see if anyone comes out. Well, I think we're going to call it. That is it. Not one man came to bring the Bible. Their leaders hid like cowards. One man stopped and all he did was defended. Oh, you'll never talk me out of the Mennonite faith because he doesn't love the word of God. He loves their false traditions. So we're going to head down the road and I think God was glorified this day. What do you say, Sister Amen?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it's a wicked system.
We'll make a video. Hold on.
The people.
We're going to make a video to end this.
Okay.